the Greek translation of the book. And therefore, we don't know how the Mechaber originally spelled. We don't know the Hebrew spelling of Maccabee, and therefore we have two pshatim, what Maccabee is. Now, Chashmonaim are the members of a family. Maccabee, it depends. Originally, it was only Yehuda that was called Maccabee, because he was the leading military general, but eventually the whole army became known as the Maccabee. So the difference is, Maccabees, or Maccabim, is the whole army. Chashmonaim is only that particular family of Matisdo and his sons, and their descendants. They're called Chashmonaim, but Maccabim was the name of the army itself. Now, after the Hanukkah story was over, the title Maccabim disappeared, but they were still called Chashmonaim if they were that family. Huh? And they had a dynasty afterwards. That's right, that's right. Now, I'm sorry, question? I'm sorry,
Hannah's question? Yeah, no, isn't there another source of the
Yes, there are a few things. There are actually a few sources. There is the Sefer HaMaccabim, which is called the Apocrypha. It's not part of Tanakh,
right,
but it's a book that we have in Greek. That we have modern Hebrew translations, but we don't have the original Hebrew. Now, there's something else. In the modern Hebrew translations, they'll give you two versions. They'll say Yesh Omer and this, because they don't know. And until we ever find the original Hebrew or Aramaic, we don't know how it was meant to be spelled. Because in Greek, all you have is the word Maccabees, which doesn't tell you anything. It's like in English. Maccabees, you don't know what it is. Now, here's the thing. By the way, not to be confused with the YU at the color group Maccabees. I mean, they have a nice sound or something. Okay. Anyway, the thing is that, so Sefer HaMaccabim, you can actually get a copy of this somewhere. You know. It's called the Apocrypha. These are books that were written, which have some Kedusha, but they're not part of Tanakh, so they're much lower Madrega. So the Book of the Maccabees is not a holy book, although it talks about this struggle. But there is another little work, much shorter, called Megillas, a few different names, called Megillas Antiochus, or it's called Megillas Hanukkah. That's the same thing. And some shuls had a minhag, which we don't follow today. But some shuls did have a minhag that Shabbos Hanukkah, they would read Megillas Antiochus in the shul, just like you read Megillas Esther.
There's a trump for it?
There would be a trump for it, too. Yeah. Now, it's a story. It's a story. Now, again, Megillas Antiochus is a little strange, though, because there are some details that are really the opposite of the normal story. For example, in Megillas Antiochus, Yud HaMaccabee, who is the big hero of all the wars, he kind of gets killed in the very first battle, and he has like nothing to do with anything. So Yud HaMaccabee is like totally eliminated. But, huh? Yeah, but that's in the Book of Maccabees. But in the Megillas Antiochus, Yud HaMaccabee, so they switch names. But that is the source of that famous story I much have heard as a child. Everyone loves, kids love this story, where one of the sons thought Antiochus was on top of an elephant, and he went under the elephant, and he stuck a spear in, and the elephant collapsed on him. So kids love that story. But that is in the Megillas Antiochus. Now, the question is this. How old is the Megillas Antiochus? We have different views.
Who wrote it?
We don't know who wrote it, but this is the Machlokas.
Can we read it?
Yes, sure. A lot of Shidurim have it. I'm not sure. I'm not sure. Yeah.
So we have to read it.
Well, we have. No. Megillas Antiochus doesn't mean Antiochus wrote it. No,
I know.
Because Megillas Antiochus. No, we have it, sure. A lot of Shidurim will have it. I don't think the Art School Center has it. But
we have it from the original Hebrew version.
Yeah. No, but here's the problem. The problem is the following. The problem is that we don't know when it was written. And the shitas go from literally one extreme to the opposite. Some shitas say it is the earliest story of Hanukkah that was written in the time of the war, in which case it would be the best source. Some say exactly the opposite. It was like written in the Middle Ages, like way after the story. And then it would have no particular authority.
How does it spell it?
I think it spells it with a chaf. I think so. But as I said, it's either the best source for Hanukkah or the worst source.
But it would make
so we Pasha don't really know.
It would make sense if it was written at Christ's giving, because that's the best.
Oh, you're saying the beginning of Kings are not clear.
Yeah.
Well, but of course, the opposite also happens. As things go on.
As things go on, I mean,
Okay, I hear you.
Yeah,
but as I say, there's a machlokas. And I don't think any of us have a show where we read the Dos Antiochus. I've never heard it read in a show. My guess is you probably haven't either. But a few hundred years ago, it was a very common minhag to read the Dos Antiochus.
Why did they stop?
Why did they stop? I don't know. It's a very good question why they stopped. But today, I don't think there's any minhag that reads it.
Do we have Rishonim who mentioned that they in their shul they read it?
Yes.
Like who?
Quite a few Rishonim. I mean, it's mentioned a lot.
And so when's the last mention of it?
I don't know. I'd have to research it a little bit. There is a good article. I saw a reference to a very good article on kind of all the minhagim about reading it, not reading it, and when did it stop. But I wasn't able to get hold of the article. But some Siddurim do have it. If you get a sitter, like Otzer HaTfilos, you know, Siddur HaTfilos isn't necessary with a lot of Mefarshim. Otzer HaTfilos, it's called. I'm sure your library has it. If you take an Otzer HaTfilos, volume 2, you will find Megillas Antiochus in the Otzer HaTfilos. Okay? And that's not the same as Sefer HaMakabim. Don't confuse it. First of all, it's a different size. Sefer HaMakabim is like the book of Tanakh. It's like 30 prepim. As opposed to Megillas Antiochus, that's like, 10 pages. It's much, much smaller. Okay. Now, here's another thing you need to know. And that is, so the way this worked was, Antiochus makes Gezeros. Most of the Jews go along. The small group led by Matthias, who died shortly afterward, and his sons, they fight against the Yavanim, and they gather to them some Jews who wanted to fight against them. And initially they were like ambushed. They were like, we call them terrorists, not in a negative way. That they were just a small group of people. This was the most powerful army in the world. And they would, try to attack them, try to engage in skirmishes. And in the course of this war, an awful thing happened. Antiochus and his soldiers took control of the Beis HaMikdash. This was in the middle of the war. And you know what day they took control of the Beis HaMikdash? This is very amazing. They took control of the Beis HaMikdash on the 25th of Kislev, the day that later became Hanukkah, was the very day the Yavanim entered the Beis HaMikdash. And what did they do in the Beis HaMikdash?